USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Negotiations between Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi resumed Thursday as the two sides tried to strike a deal on a coronavirus stimulus package. The Democrats are pushing a $908 billion aid bill, while McConnell is presenting a $500 billion targeted package. Senator Mitt Romney says he's confident there will be a relief bill soon. The Utah Republican tells CNN that no matter what the final bill looks like, the most important programs will be funded.
We have a $900 billion bill, whether it becomes $800 or $700 or what the final number is, I think is uncertain. But I do believe that key provisions, which is extending unemployment insurance, extending support for small businesses, vaccine distribution funds, these elements are going to be included. I'm absolutely convinced. And that's going to get to the American people before the end of the year.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
During a Thursday hearing, lawyers for President Trump's campaign presented evidence they said proved that thousands of illegal votes were counted in the November election. They say the evidence presented showed that about 1,500 votes came from people listed as deceased, about 20,000 voters cast ballots without a Nevada mailing address, and more than 40,000 people voted twice. The judge in the case says he will rule on Friday after taking time to consider all the evidence presented. White House Communications Director Alyssa Farah is leaving the administration. Farah first took the position in April of 2020 after working in Vice President Mike Pence's office and as the press secretary for the Department of Defense, becoming the youngest ever spokesperson for that department. In her resignation letter, Farah said that she's leaving to pursue new opportunities. And in a statement on Twitter, she said it was the honor of a lifetime to serve in the administration and was proud of the president's accomplishments. Farah's last day at the White House will be Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Mysterious metal monoliths keep appearing and disappearing in the strangest places. Lance Pry has the story from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
A monolith extending 10 to 12 feet above the ground was discovered in Utah November 18th. After playing around with Google Earth data, we found that the Utah monolith first appeared sometime between August 2015 and October 2016. The Utah monolith disappeared without a trace on November 27th. That same day, a second monolith appeared in Romania halfway around the world. It visibly looked different with a texture of swirls on the metal structure and was spot welded about 2 feet from the base. The Romanian monolith mysteriously disappeared on Tuesday. You know where I'm going with this. Now a third monolith has appeared in California. This location is between Los Angeles and San Jose, near the city of Atascadero. If you want to see it before it too disappears, it's atop the Pine Mountain hiking trail. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And a mysterious object that has fallen into a temporary orbit around Earth is actually space junk and not an asteroid as originally thought. NASA astronomers confirmed that the object that was classified an asteroid when it was discovered in September is actually a piece of a rocket from 1971. Scientists say the 32-foot-long remnant of an Atlas V rocket will resume its orbit around the sun sometime in March, though it will be back again for another visit in 2036. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.